After the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February, followed by ongoing attacks, about 5,000 miles away, more than 20 attendees, many of them being Ukrainian students, gathered on Friday for a peace vigil at the Chapel of Incarnation to show solidarity and process their grief together. Alexandra Nelson, the president of the Ukrainian Student Association at UF, sat at the front and passionately recited the prayers in Ukrainian.
I and every other Ukrainian in the community who I've talked to just felt completely shocked. It was a lot to process.
Nelson left Ukraine with her parents when she was 7 years old and still has family there. Just last month, her uncle and aunt had to leave their home in southern Ukraine because it had been occupied by Russian forces.
But it's not something that really leaves our consciousness. Like, we've learned to adapt and to continue living our life and to maintain our sanity, I guess, but it's something that still, like, every Ukrainian has to live with.
The vigil was organized with the help of Gregory Orlov, an administrator who works in communications at UF's graduate department.
I've been very familiar with Eastern Europe all my life, and this thing is just, that's a patch of land that's had a very ugly history. This is absolutely ugly. This is really sort of cuckoo crazy.
Orlov, who is from Belarus, a country just north of Ukraine, sang the Ukrainian solos during the vigil and organized the service to be, as he put it, ecumenical.
Well, it's open to anybody,
yeah.
Even if they don't believe in God. As long as they're a person of goodwill, show up and, you know, show solidarity. So that's how that sort of began and why we're here today.
The music and prayers of the service were modeled after the vigils that have been organized all throughout Europe as a reaction to the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Kepler Manson, a Santa Fe student with distant Ukrainian heritage, attended the vigil to support the cause of the Ukrainian Student Association and its community.
It's a very good way to learn about what's going on. So it's very eye-opening, which is very emotional too.
For Nelson, Manson, and Orlov, this peace vigil was a way to find community, foster connections, and value those connections to persevere through the hardships brought by the tragedy in Ukraine. Anushka Dokshith, The Independent, Florida Alligator.